I feel safe and secure now. I go to bed at night time not afraid. I wake up in the morning not afraid of the day. It's safe and it's peaceful. And to have that after 35 years of running and trying to find somewhere safe and peaceful to be, it's a blessing. It's just a blessing.
That's Deborah. She's in her early 50s and she's talking about the tiny home that she's been gifted in Melbourne's inner west. Now, it's part of an initiative to build 57 transportable houses on unused government land in the Victorian capital. And in those homes will be people who, well, prior to that, have been sleeping rough. For more, I'm joined by Bevan Warner, his CEO of Launch Housing. Bevan, welcome.
Good evening.
Six of these tiny homes unveiled today. Deborah, a recipient. This has changed her life.
Absolutely. What we know from Deborah's story is a good life isn't such a good life without a place to call home. And she was a victim of unresolved childhood trauma as a teenager. And she's lived a life, of trauma, unresolved trauma, and a difficult life. And this is the first permanent home that she's had since she was 13, and as you said, she's in her 50s.
What's it look like?
It's a tiny home, so it's 20 square metres inside, 9 square metres of deck front and back. It's placed on about between 60 to 90 square metres of land. So you can imagine a normal home, but shrunk down to about a 90 square metre block, fenced, grass around, pet friendly, dog runs around. She's got a small ability to grow plants. There's six of these tiny homes on a big suburban block with traditional neighbours, but these six tiny homes are a small community tethered to a larger community. These people will be looking after each other and themselves, and for the first time in a long time, be thinking about employment, connecting back to family.
Now that there's a base.
Training about a future without the daily pressures of my everyday life is a one of survival. They've, for the first time, got a sense of optimism and hope for the future.
What's the sort of tenancy arrangement, if we can call it that?
So it's a permanent home. We're a social housing provider, so we'll charge a maximum of 30% of their income, whatever their income is. So if they're on Newstart, that'll be 30% of Newstart will come to us, and 70% will be reserved for their living expenses. If they're a good tenant, they're there forever. If by chance government wants to reuse the land, we'll pick them up, relocate the homes and relocate the tenants with them. That's our promise. This is a permanent home.
And the government, this is government land, and presumably there's an arrangement here with the Victorian state?
Yeah, so this is land that Victorian Roads started to acquire in case they needed to widen the road. They've decided that they probably won't. So they've leased this land to us on a peppercorn rent, and that enables us to take the land cost out of the housing solution. You can't end homelessness without more homes. So we've got a low cost.
It sounds so obvious.
Well, that's right. That's right. And we've got a lack of housing stock and unaffordable rents. And what we've got here is a custom-built home for people who are most in need. People have had a chronic experience of rough sleeping. And they've told us, we listened in the design phase to what they wanted. And they wanted something that was small, manageable, cheap to run, that was pet friendly, where they could feel normal and that they could participate in society, not be in a big stack. And for some people, this is the perfect solution. It's not a silver bullet, won't help everyone. But it has to be part of the solution.
Of 115,000-ish people in the country homeless, there's clearly this could suit a lot of people in that number.
Absolutely. There's 1,100 people sleeping rough in Melbourne, and by sleeping rough, I'm talking in parks, on the streets. There's many more hidden in cars. Most are invisible. There's 8,000 people around Australia sleeping rough, 116,000 without a home, as you say. We identified 195 hectares of unused government land in Greater Melbourne alone. You can imagine how much there is out there around Australia. Now, the important thing about this government-owned, government for the people, by the people, that's a community asset that the government's just sitting on, not doing anything with. Well, come on, make it available for rapid, inexpensive housing solutions. Let's get people off the streets, get them stable. Let's get them looking forward to a positive life.
It's easily scaled up, I imagine. We've small beginnings here.
That's what the demonstration project is about. We unveiled the first six of 57 homes. This project came about with a combination of philanthropy, some government money, and some launch housing money and know-how. And what we now want to do is to scale it up. If 57 can be delivered, why not 570? Why not 5,700?
Quick question on the text line. What about running water and sewerage, the facilities?
So they're all totally connected into mainstream services. That's a condition of the council approval. So we've got stormwater, we've got power, we've got internet. Very sustainable, they're low cost to run, cheap to heat and to cool. They've been designed by an architect with people of experience of homelessness telling us what they valued.
So this project, it begins, it'll be studied, and presumably the hope is that this will get a broader implementation.
Yeah, so we can't wait for perfect solutions. We've got a housing crisis in Australia.
Let's give something a go.
It's getting worse, not better. Let's be clear about that. In the last census period between 2011 and 2016, homelessness grew by 14%. In the same period, presentations to specialist homeless service providers like my organisation grew by 28%. More than half the people who approach us go away with little practical help because there's nothing to provide. There's no beds, not enough beds, not enough homes. So we don't want to make the experience of homelessness less severe. We don't want to ameliorate its harshest impacts.
Yes.
We want to give people a home.
It's brilliantly simple. Bevan, thank you for explaining it. Bevan Warner, he's the CEO of Launch Housing, an extraordinary project in tiny houses on government land for people without them. Elegant and simple.